KMOX. Happy friggin' Hot as Balls Wednesday. Janelle is in with us. Janelle is our pal who does movie reviews. She is huge on social media. You can find her at Holy, L-E-L-L-E, all over the place. And I encourage you to follow her. And I especially love her TikToks and her movie reviews. And I've not been seeing you lately, so I don't know what it's going to be. But I'm excited about 28 Years Later.
Oh, see, I almost said what they're calling it online.
Oh, that's okay. We can say okay. That. It's a DGS.
Yeah. Yeah. The joke is they're calling it 28 Inches Later.
Because it's so much nudity.
Well, it's a lot of nudity, but it's the alphas are certainly alphas for a reason. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's all of them, though. It's
great to hear that we're still doing that.
All of them
on
the island are running around naked.
Well, yeah, they're all naked. It's just the alphas are
Well, they're more noticeable. You're like watching a chase scene. You're like, oh, okay. There's that. It's pretty distracting.
Hey, there's a little guy. Oh, never mind.
It's two dudes. Oh, wait, no, it's only one dude.
It's pretty distracting.
Well, I really can't wait now.
Dave, you got to cue this one up.
I'm a giant fan of Zombie Wiener.
Well, do we have the movie for you?
This is the one you've been waiting for, Dave.
That's right.
So take me back, because I've not even seen the original.
Oh, 28 Days Later.
Yeah. Okay. So just give me the basics.
There is, like most things, it always starts with a monkey.
Yeah.
They were experimenting on monkeys with this rage infection. The infection, these pro-animal environmentalists break in. And next thing you know, the monkeys have spread it to humans, blah, blah, blah. Now here we are. 3 decades later.
So they're not technically zombies because they're not technically undead or dead.
They're not technically dead, but they are moving without conscious thought. Although, there's a case that could be made that they're...
In the first movie, that was 100% true.
True. True. Yes.
Second one, too, also.
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and even in this one, there's times where... It seems like your typical zombies. I mean, because they're biting people, they're chasing people.
They don't talk to each other.
Right.
Right.
It's a lot of grunting. But yeah, there are things in this movie that would make you possibly believe that they're a little bit more sentient than your normal zombie.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've been seeing bad reviews.
Ooh. I've seen a lot of. I posted my review on TikTok, and people on TikTok hated it. People on Twitter loved it. So it was
the review or the movie?
The movie. Mm-hmm. A lot of people. Yeah, no. A lot of people on TikTok love it. I mean, sorry. A lot of people on TikTok hate it, and then people on Twitter love it.
What's that breakdown?
We think it's the younger kids
didn't like it.
Yes, that they maybe kind of just don't. Have that kind of media literacy about them now, and so, but it's a beautifully shot movie. I mean, like, there's the cinematography, I have to say, like, 28 Years Later and Sinners have really upped the game this year for how a horror movie looks on screen. It's I'm so glad too, because I think
and Nosferatu,
yeah, I think those are, I want to see more of those movies make it into the Oscar noms. You know, I want to see that kind of, and those were beautiful. And 28 Years Later was shot all on iPhone.
Get out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, there is pictures out there of the one, I believe, the Alpha Zombie, where he has, I think it's about 15 to 20 iPhones that he's kind of got strapped to him and wearing them. Yeah, it's very impressive once you see it and you realize that.
It's really interesting too, because it gives you the vibe of almost being in it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if the visual is that you're kind of there, it doesn't look like it's a film and you're at a distance. I mean, you're like, you're in it.
You're running with, yes, the rage infected and the people that are running.
What, is it like Last Man on Earth, or are there a bunch of regular humans?
There's there's an island of humans in this movie that they kind of keep themselves, well, and another guy, which is Ray Fiennes in it. Yeah. I'm not going to spoil what he is, but yeah,
there are pockets.
Yeah.
Can the zombie swim?
Survivors. Apparently not.
No.
Apparently not.
No. But they can run through water pretty fast.
Yeah.
How are they going to swim with all that Dickie Lovelady going on?
I mean, it's an anchor.
Like a propeller.
Yeah.
Oh, they can swim.
Yeah.
Oh, here he comes.
Hey,
backwards.
He figured out how to do that.
Yeah. So saw that last week, and saw F1 on Monday, and saw Megan 2.0 last night.
Okay, let's talk about F1. I'm really excited. Oh no.
Oh.
It's not good.
It's not that it's not good. It's just I feel like people are going to be let down by it. It's especially when you know that the director and the writer are the same guys that did Top Gun Maverick, but you didn't like that.
I thought it was way too campy.
Okay, this is not going to help.
Okay.
Because this is probably the camp without the emotion.
Mm.
Where Top Gun, I think, was able to at least deliver that emotion, you know, with, you know, Goose's son and Maverick. This doesn't have that. That's not to say that Brad Pitt and this Damson Idris are not good in it. They have great chemistry. I think they're very charming. They look good on screen. I just think that there's like a romance story that's kind of forced in it. It might be a little long for people. It's 2.5 hours. I don't think if you're not a racing fan, the ending might confuse you and make it feel like the momentum has stopped in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a racing fan will be like, oh yeah, I get what's going on. I think when you don't know, you just kind of feel like the action comes to a halt.
So is Brad Pitt playing a 61-year-old?
I think they're alluding to the fact that he's in his 50s.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. It's
I mean,
it's
he Brad still Pitt. Looks good. Yeah, you would
say he doesn't look. Yeah.
No, he doesn't look 61.
He's got the Tom Cruise thing going.
Yeah, which they're apparently now because of this, they're talking because it's Jerry Bruckheimer who did this one too, that they're wanting to do a follow up to Days of Thunder, which I guess Tom Cruise saw the race car and thought, I can still do this.
It's Tom Cruise in his like redo things phase now.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're going to do a Top Gun 3.
I know they're doing another Top Gun, and now they're going to do another Days of Thunder. Was he going to do another cocktail?
Hey, there you go. I'm all in.
Another
on that.
Risky business.
I wonder if Nicole Kidman would join for Days of Thunder, too.
They'd probably just kill her off.
Yeah.
They don't like each other, do they?
I don't think so.
No. Okay. But yeah, no, Top Gun 3, he's supposed to have an existential crisis.
Oh, no.
No, not that.
Oh, I know, right?
Is that even possible for Maverick?
Every movie.
So, Megan 2.0?
That one I actually enjoyed. Mm. Probably because I didn't have any expectations going into it. It's campy, but it's self-aware campy. You know, it's like what's
they're
the
winking at you.
Yeah, it's like instead of it being like was the Family Guy joke, like it insists upon itself that it does not. Mm-hmm. It knows what it is. It leans into it, which is fine. It's very dry humor. It given, you know, just with straight face. Just it was funny. The crowd was laughing. The people seem engaged. It was actually, to me, it was better than, you couldn't have told me it was going to be better than F1, but I enjoyed it more than that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
How about streaming? Anything out there that you're enjoying?
And I just started, I watched the first 3 episodes of Ironheart that dropped today.
And what's that?
The Disney Plus. It's another superhero Marvel thing that they kind of tried to bury because this was one of those that they greenlit before they decided to do all their changes and admit that they had kind of messed up with dumping a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a teenage girl Iron Man, right?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. She's basically like if you took
the genius.
Yeah, kind of if you kind of Peter Parker as Iron Man. It's kind of like that, like she's that smart, nerdy person who, yeah. So,
parenthetically, I'm mad at Disney Hulu because I thought I had it, but when I go to my Hulu, it says, which package would you like? Would you like the premium package? Would you like this package or that package? And I'm like, no, I already have it.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I guess I just don't have it. And then I got a bill for it for like $18.99.
You just had to click the sign-in thing.
No, that's when it takes me to the which one do you want.
Oh, it doesn't give you like sign-in with your own account?
It doesn't have like login?
Yeah.
So sign up and login. Which one are you clicking?
I'm doing login.
Okay.
And it recognizes me.
Okay.
But then it offers me options.
Is there a way to pass it? Like saying, no, thank you?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
Because I wonder if they're just like making offers and you can
I
say, no,
at
thank
it
you.
I once, got really mad.
Okay. I got you.
And then got out of it.
I get mad at the apps because they'll sign you out and you're like, oh my God, I don't know what the password is.
I want to watch the Predator series.
Oh, yeah. The Killer of Killers?
Yes.
Yeah, now it's just one movie.
Okay.
So it's you don't have to watch multiple episodes, but it's just a 4-chapter movie. I think you'll enjoy it. It's odd animation for people who aren't used to it, but I think overall it'll be good, especially now that you have Predator Badlands coming out in November.
Cool. Listen to me and then... just saying to the guys that I feel a bit sheepish because I was making fun of bikers who dress like they're in the Tour de France, and yet I've spent like $200 on accoutrement for my Bud Light Men's 60 and over baseball league. But as you pointed out,
yeah,
I'm actually going to wear that to compete in a game.
Yes.
As opposed to wearing it to the batting cages.
Yes, if you showed up at Tower T in that, then you're the equivalent of the guy riding his bike in full uniform.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Because, like, most people, when they're training for a thing, don't wear the competition uniform.
Or running, like, the bases at, like, Ballpark Village, that place by the TV, mm-hmm. like, across from the stadium. If you were to show up in your uniform and run and push kids out of the way there.
That'd be terrifying.
Yeah. By the way, you have my full support on the whole bikers not taking up lanes.
Pick one. Either you're a bicycle and you're going to ride in bike lanes or on the sidewalk, or you're a vehicle and you're going to obey the rules of the road.
Yeah.
You can't have it both ways.
But like, you know, where there are
that
bike lanes.
That makes you an a-hole.
Right, there are places on roads where there are bike lanes. Cool. All good. If I was walking in your bike lane, how would you like that?
They wouldn't.
You would be pissed at me.
Yes.
Or driving in.
Because I'd be slowing you down and creating a hazard for you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Mm.
Mm. What's that sound like?
See where you're going with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no big parks or anything around St. Louis.
No.
No other places.
400 miles of biking trails in St. Louis County alone. I can't believe a biker is not on the stream right now going off on
us. You are absolutely not allowed to bike in a subdivision where, you know.
You're not?
I'm kidding. Oh. I'm kidding. Because I know, God forbid, I only did it. I know it's not the same, but you know, that's what we did all day as kids.
Razor's Edge?
Yes, I want to talk about some fun facts that everyone believes are true, but they're actually not true.
Oh, nice.
So fun fake news.
It's fun fake news.
Nice.
The first one being, we all think that bats are blind, right?
Blind as a bat.
Not true. They hunt by echolocation, but they can actually see quite well.
Get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Bats can see?
They can see. Actually, only about third of all bat species can use echolocations. Others just look where they're going. It's all been fake this whole time.
I'm, first of all, happy for the bats. And secondly, what the hell? Why have we been sold this lie?
Yeah, what was the propaganda behind? What was the point of that propaganda?
Did it make them less scary somehow? Because people are scared of them?
They're not more scary.
The blind,
well, but like they wouldn't see you, so they wouldn't be like, "Ooh, go get that person."
Yeah, but they so like then that, but the echolocation is like they know where you're at without being able to see.
They just chirp at you.
Also, hot take: bats aren't gross.
Yeah, bats are fun.
No, they're not. I don't think they're gross.
Yeah,
bats are good.
Okay, so like one.
They're cute.
Why should you not crack your knuckles?
Because you'll get arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
It's not true.
I'm really happy to hear that.
It's just wrong.
Okay, so there's no negative impact from that.
No, you're fine. Crack
away. That's just adults telling people not to do it because it's annoying.
True.
Yeah.
You get arthritis or something.
And you cannot see the Great Wall of China from orbit.
That's
just a thing that's made up.
Damn.
No. Really?
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
Yeah.
We have all been raised to believe that Napoleon was short.
He
wasn't. He was above average height for his time.
He's like 5'6". Well,
wait a minute.
He was like 5'6 or 5'8.
Well, okay, but like that's short now.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, but that was actually like tall then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was told he was short, I was not qualified. Like I was not told like he was short for now. Like I just assumed
he was like 5'2".
No, I just assumed he was like whatever you would consider short now.
So he would be, based on the measure, I'm looking at this, he would be basically the equivalent of 5'7 now.
Yeah.
So, again, so that's somewhat short now, but like the average person then was probably 5'4, mm-hmm. Average man. True. So what the heck?
Which makes it really effed up that George Washington was 6'3.
Yeah. I know.
A terrifying person.
He was a giant.
Yes.
It was like Shaquille O'Neal on the battlefield.
Yes.
Wiping people out.
We're told that blood is blue inside of our bodies until it touches air. No, it's still red in your body. It's just darker.
Who made up all these lies?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know what? They probably thought that your veins look blue through your skin. Yeah. Maybe that's what we thought.
Yeah, that could be.
Yeah. That's the least disturbing of any of them.
What did they drink at the Jonestown Massacre?
Kool-Aid.
No, it was Flavor-Aid.
That's correct, Andrew. It was Flavor-Aid.
Nobody knows what that is.
What is Flavor-Aid?
It's a knockoff Kool-Aid.
It's brand Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid. Yeah.
Can't use the good stuff.
When I was a child, every time I would turn the inside car light on at night, I was given the impression that that was the worst thing you could ever do.
I was told it was illegal.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not illegal. That is just propaganda from your parents.
So the car light inside, not okay. It's not
illegal. The dome light.
It's not a good idea because you don't see as well. Again, probably a scare tactic so you don't do the dumb thing.
It's not true that you lose most of your body heat from the top of your head.
Thank God.
Isn't it from your feet?
I don't know exactly where it's from, but I know it's not the top of your head. And here's
so then all these years, like when you're hot, take your hat off, you'll feel better. But no, you won't.
Here's my final fun fact that turns out not to be true. Sweating like a pig. Pigs do not actually have sweat glands.
That's why they roll around in mud.
Correct. Now, on the other hand, horses sweat really badly.
Yes, so they do.
I'm going to sweat like a horse.
I can vouch.
Sweating like a horse. If I could, maybe I'd give.
DGS 333. Our buddy Janelle still hanging out with us. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
We got raindrops today.
Yeah, there's been a couple of spots right now. There's a little triangle between Festus, Chester, and Farmington. It's a couple of pop-ups right there. That's about it that I can see on the radar. Some stuff north of Litchfield. We have not had a record high yet. We're hot. It's 94. The heat index 102. So I went back looking at records for summertime, especially in July.
Mm-hmm.
And 1966 was a brutal year. 36 was brutal. 54 was brutal. Those only produced three records each.
Mm.
So I thought, okay, what was the worst? 2012. That's a year a lot of us remember.
Mm-hmm.
The last 3 days of June set records, and eight records were set in July.
Wow.
So 11 records were set in 2012. And that was like the Southwest heat. It was coming out of the Southwest, not the Gulf of Mexico, and it was brutal. I remember that. I remember going home. We had a pool in our yard, and the pool temperature was like 99.
Wow.
It still felt good, but it was kind of a gross good.
Yeah. Were those all over 100?
Oh, way over. Yes, absolutely. There were some like 110s.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, because it was a dry heat. It wasn't the stuff we have now.
Yeah.
And so when you take away the moisture and you produce a dry heat, the temperature goes nuts, just nuts. That's why in the desert it gets so hot.
Is humidity and dew point sisters, are they the same thing? Are they slightly different?
They're not the same thing, but they are measuring kind of the same thing. They're trying to measure the moisture in the air, water vapor in the air. Dew point's a much better number because humidity is relative, and it's relative to the air mass. And the summer air mass can hold a lot more water. Just let me give you an example right now. The dew point temperature here in St. Louis is 71. The relative humidity is 48%. Now, you hear that and you go, oh, 48%, that's not bad at all. Dew point temperature tells you a different story. 71, that's gross.
When do we finally get to moderate this, Dave?
Great question. Because it's like it's really tough on these big domes of high pressure to say, oh, it's going to change. Because there's two things that can make it change. One is a cold front, fairly strong cold front coming in from the north-northwest.
Mm-hmm.
It has to get through. It has to get down into like southern Missouri. Those are really tough to get in the summertime. The other is a tropical storm or hurricane in the western Gulf of Mexico that comes up. This time of year, that is also tough. With that said, there is some indication that it could be a little bit better. Well, I'll preface this because it doesn't look like much pop storms tomorrow. A couple of pop storms Friday. A little better chance of some scattered thunderstorms Saturday and Sunday afternoons. That will help. Won't help the humidity, but it will help temperatures a little bit. But there are some signs Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week of high temperatures between 88 and 92. I mean, it's nothing to write home about, but when you start saying 88, I like that.
Yeah.
But sure. Let's give that a little time. Have to give 4th of July a little time, too.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Headlines, Rach?
Yeah. Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. And by the way, Dave Murray's forecast was sponsored by Anderson Hospital. Have you guys seen the story about this DoorDash executive and his parents being
drowning.
Among 8 victims identified in a Lake Tahoe boat accident? It was a deadly accident. There was just a sudden storm that caused a capsized boat in South Lake Tahoe. 6 fatalities initially, and then 2 people have survived, but I'm not sure of their exact condition. Mm. It's very scary stuff. His name was Joshua Pickles. He was a DoorDash. He was a CFO of DoorDash.
It's always so especially sad when you see something like that where people lose families.
Yeah.
You know, and it happens all the time. You know, families wiped out by a car accident, everyone but one kid, you know.
I believe the CFO's wife decided to stay home because they had a newborn baby or like a 7-month old or something, and she decided not to go out. So very tragic.
Yeah.
Tragic situation. You know,
David Hartman would never, his family, he'd never fly in the same plane. They always split them up.
Hmm.
So his wife would take a child. They had 3 kids with one, and Dave would take the others.
FICO is going to include buy now, pay later data in their new credit scores. So I guess in the past, they weren't collecting data on that. If you were someone who ever used like Klarna or Affirm, any of these buy now, pay later models, it's very interesting to me that it wasn't initially included because it is a form of credit payment, I guess. But yeah, they're going to start incorporating that and give people a more accurate credit score. If you fall behind, your score is going to drop. So be careful. Don't get your DoorDash on buy now, pay later.
Yeah.
They've made available.
That's the craziest thing ever.
Gen Xers say they're the least financially secure generation. This is according to a recent survey by Bankrate. Over 3/4 of Americans feel financially insecure, but Gen X in particular is struggling, with 84% feeling underpaid at their job. They cite stagnant raises, rising wages, rising prices, and increasing expenses like childcare and student loans.
And then some even caring for parents.
Yeah.
Because you're kind of in that in between.
Yep. Sandwich generation.
Yeah.
Protesters have officially forced Jeff Bezos to move his wedding. It's going to be held at a shipyard now that is going to be seen as more challenging to disrupt than the original location. I mean, I hate to be so petty, but I'm kind of happy about this. They
push him into the ocean.
It's like, is it an Amazon shipyard?
Okay, a recent survey reveals that Americans spend 49 hours a year on their phones while they're on the toilet.
Oh, my gosh.
Just over 2 shaves.
Oh, we spend that much time on the toilet? Man, got to do something.
49 hours?
49 hours on
That's
the toilet.
Amazing.
On
all right, phone. I got to figure this out. Like,
I don't think I've done that at all.
I mean, what?
I'm there for a reason.
Yeah,
I know, but like sometimes it takes a minute.
But then that's also saying that you're spending even more time on the toilet because sometimes you
that's
don't
what
have
I'm
phone.
Googling.
Yeah, how much time do you just total spend on the toilet?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, let's break this
72
down.
72 hours.
That's what I want to say. Like, all right, so what did you say that number was?
49 hours.
All right.
Divide that by 365.
They're giving it by number of days in your lifetime. 92 days in your lifetime, in case you're curious.
Over 60% of respondents admitted that they hang out longer on the toilet just to finish a task on their phone. 42% say it's a deliberate escape from other people.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of that. I see, 73 hours a year is what we spend on the toilet.
Is that what you said?
I said 72,
and then what did
I
it
suppose.
Say, 49 hours on the phone?
An expert.
On the phone.
So what's going on in the, there's a gap. There's like 24 hours a year that are unaccounted for.
According to the same survey, only 25% of these folks ever wipe their phones down afterwards.
Easy.
I know. I didn't know where that was going.
Yeah, me either. Usually like, it's me.
What the huh?
You're spending all that time in the toilet not wiping?
Okay, one last story for you guys. Taylor Swift took the stage in a surprise Nashville performance. She gave an unexpected serenade of her song Shake It Off at Tuesday night's charity concert put on by Tight End University. This is an athletic program co-founded by her boyfriend, Travis Kelce.
You still had enough of them?
I mean, they're fine. They're fine. It's just, it's like I said yesterday about the hating thing. At times, it really gets on my nerves. Most of the time, doesn't bother me at all. I think it's really nice that she did this surprise performance. And I do think it's cute that they were saying, like, there's going to be a surprise musical guest. And then it turns out it's the biggest artist in the world. That's kind of neat.
Just wait. Football season's almost here.
Yeah, he'll get his payback. He'll suck. Thank you, Dave.
All righty.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 348. Our pal Janelle, who does movie reviews, is still with us. Matt Pauly is going to join us from the ballpark at the top of the hour. What else? Felt like there was something else. We're off tomorrow, but we're going to drop a bonus podcast at 10 a.m. So make sure you download that. It's really funny. We talk about going to summer camps and stuff like that. Am I missing anything? Is that kind of everything? I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're good. I have a hot take.
Oh, boy.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Fireworks are boring.
Thank you.
You agree?
Forever, my entire life. We'd going to them. It's fine for like 4 seconds. And you're like, all right, yep, saw it. Good. I'm done.
And I'm an owner of a dog that has tremendous anxiety. And it's just torture for about 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's already started. You can hear some of them already, people shooting them off. It's great. Makes me happy.
Rach, you a fan?
I like to go see the fireworks, yeah. It's nice.
I like the big productions. I don't like everybody shooting them off at home.
It is annoying, like in a neighborhood, yeah.
I don't even mind it as long as it's like you have like a regulator. Like, okay, 4th of July weekend. We don't need to do it for 2.5 weeks, you know, a week before and a week after. And I'm up late, so it doesn't keep me awake. But anything that's like after 10, 11 o'clock, you're bugging the crap out of your neighbors, like almost all of them, whether it's dogs, children, people who have to get up early for work.
I like the way you just said children.
Children. But hey, things go boom.
The word children is actually exciting. Hilarious whenever you enunciate it in any way.
Children. More and more companies are allowing you to keep your returns. So you buy a pair of jeans, you don't like them, you're going to return them, and they say, just keep them. They say it's all about brand warmth, which is going to be like the catchphrase for the next 10 years corporately, because they feel like it is going to cause you so much goodwill towards their company that you're going to be a lifelong customer, and it's a cheap way to get you as a lifelong customer.
Did you say brand warmth?
Brand warmth.
How warmly you receive the brand.
You feel warmly toward Amazon or towards Levi's or whoever it is.
So you're getting your money back.
You're getting your money back and you're keeping the product.
I mean, that sounds great, but it's going to be abused by a lot of people. So gird your loins for that one.
Loins. I haven't heard that in a long time.
Gird your loins, children. Sorry.
It's okay. I almost did it too, and I stopped seconds before you.
Nikki, lovely.
I don't know what to say.
No, every now and then you just get stopped. Rach and I are having weird days.
No.
We just are.
Oh, I am?
Yes. You didn't know it before now, but yes.
Oh.
That is an intervention, I see.
Just wanted to let you know, Rage.
I'm not the one to do an intervention on being weird today. I'm weird.
Man, earlier
has been weird.
Earlier, I was listening. I thought for sure that Rage was the one going to get picked on when you were like, and you now.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And now I'm
that was very funny.
You.
Janelle, he looked directly at Rachel and said, and I'm going to make fun of you for your clothes. And he was talking about the bikers.
Yeah.
But Rachel was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe that's why she's
like
been weird.
Could be. Oh. Like Nick getting kicked in the chest. She was like, oh, okay. Okay, sounds good.
Threw her off a little bit.
I could be throwing out some weird vibes.
It's because you got your new jersey on.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
You got the City Connect.
Yeah, you're not a fan, right?
Of what?
The City Connect.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's just, to me, it's not different enough from the norm.
Yeah.
Like, I like the City Connects that I've seen around that are just more different than the norm.
I don't.
Yeah, I get it. There's two schools of that. I mean,
what do you think of the new hockey sweaters?
They're cool. They're cool. I don't know why people are spending as much time as they are talking about it.
Yeah.
Like, it's, you look at them like, yeah, they look good. I like them. And then you're like, but we don't have to have a whole, like, hour discussion about it. I don't have to have 72 tweets about it.
Yes,
like,
you do. Now you do.
Yeah, no, I don't.
People have got nothing like else
them.
Going on.
I like them. They're cool. There's nothing wrong with them. There's nothing to dislike, but there are haters and there are lovers, and that's how it is. But, like,
lovers.
We don't need to talk about the jerseys, man.
Children.
I don't need to talk
and
about
lovers.
Jerseys.
Loins.
Boink.
Dicky Love Lady.
You mean Richard?
Did you say boink?
Hold on. Are you referring to Richard Love Lady?
Oh, you mean Richard?
Oh, Richard, yes. I know Richard.
Well, you should have said so from the beginning.
I don't know of this Dickie. I know of a Richard.
I know a Richard. We don't speak in informalities.
That's the kind of thing you would hate.
What?
If someone said that to you.
What?
Oh, you mean Richard? You'd be like, come on, dude.
Well, no, I just never heard. I knew who the guy was. I never heard him called Dickie.
Why are you saying every word weird?
Oh.
A lot of emphasis.
Yeah, a lot of enunciation.
I don't know what you're talking
syllables.
About.
To me, he's Richard. Perhaps to you, something different.